Kings senior fantasy sports writer for CBS Sports and analyst on fantasy baseball today. You can follow him on Twitter at Heath Cumming SSR. How are you, Heath?
Doing good. Doing good. Ready for this to get started. I just finished up my 16th fantasy baseball draft, and so I'm ready for the season.
Good Lord. All right, let me start with this. So I started playing fantasy baseball a long time ago, before people were getting paid to cover it and before it was super popular, before you could gamble on it. I've been playing, I'm 33, I've been probably been playing for about two decades, right? And I'm at the point now where I have to limit the amount of leagues that I can be in. But I'm assuming since you get paid for it professionally, is that why you can be in 16, Heath?
Yeah, it's probably the best part of the job that's kind of a hidden value is any time that I want to watch sports or do anything related to sports at home, I just tell my wife I'm working.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do the same thing doing sports broadcasting. It's like, honey, I got to watch the game. I got to talk about it tomorrow. But I wonder, because the reason why I limit the amount of teams that I have, especially in football, is that you could be watching a game where you have, let's say, Adrian Peterson on your team and he scores a touchdown, but then you're going against him in another league. So how do you manage to figure out who you're rooting for and who you're not when you have so many teams?
You know, I'm working all day Sunday anyway, so I definitely remember doing that, and it was traumatizing. I've gotten to the point now where I just want to play in as many leagues as possible because I recognize that part of the reason that fantasy sports are fun is there's that luck involved that means that almost anyone can win. So if I just play in one league, I might get unlucky. But if I play in 10 or 15 or 20, I'm bound to win a few of them.
Tell me, you get the number one pick in any of those 16 leagues. Who right now would be your just runaway number one pick?
I don't really even think there's any question about it. We did this silly thing last year where a lot of us ranked Bryce Harper ahead of Mike Trout, but Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. He's been the best player in baseball for like 6 years. If you look at the start of his career, and it probably won't finish as strong as it started, but if it finishes as strong as it started, he's going to be one of the best players of all time. It's Mike Trout, without a doubt. It's the easiest pick of the draft.
If you have a fantasy baseball question for Heath Cumming, senior fantasy sports writer for CBS Sports and analyst on fantasy baseball today, you can call in and we'll take your call live on air with Heath. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson here on 95.7 The Game. Now, Heath, how do you manage players that are going to get called up later? We all remember Chris Bryant, and I know in one of the leagues that I was in, they had an actual NA, not available spot on the roster where you could store him. But how do you manage guys that you know are going to be big fantasy players coming up during the year and figuring out when to draft them or add them to your roster, even though they won't be playing for you right away? And who are some of the guys that people should be looking out for?
You know, I think that's one of the things that people probably get a little bit too excited about is prospects. It depends so much. You mentioned having that NA spot on your roster. It depends so much on the roster construction of your league. If you have the NA spot or if you have 6, 7, 8 bench spots, then you can afford to stash one of those guys. But in a standard league where you have 5 bench spots, there's a good chance somebody's going to get hurt and you're going to need that roster spot before the guy actually gets called up. Because I don't see a lot of guys starting in the minors that are going to make a huge impact in the first half of the season. So you'll generally find those guys on waivers. Obviously, the guy that everybody's going to be watching and the team that everybody's going to be watching is the Chicago White Sox, because they have no interest in competing in 2016 or 17. They're going to be trading away parts. And so I would expect Yoan Moncada to be the most highly watched hitter. He got just a cup of coffee in Boston last year and had a tough time making contact, but he's an elite prospect, and when he's ready, he's going to be a force in fantasy baseball.
Now, a lot of people think King Felix had a down couple of seasons in Seattle, but you predicted him to win 20 games. Is that a lock?
Well, that's not a lock at all. One of the things that we argue about with the bold predictions is whether you have to actually totally believe this is going to happen, or you're saying this is something bold. This is more on the bold end. I do think there's a lot of similarities between the struggles we've seen from Felix the last 2 years and the struggles that we saw from Justin Verlander the 2 years before last. And Verlander bounced back. It takes a while for guys like that that have been dominant for a decade in their 20s with their best stuff to pitch the same way after 2,000 innings. And Verlander finally figured out a way to get through that. I think Felix does this year, too. The Mariners, more than anything, just have a really good lineup. So I think they'll provide him a lot of opportunities. He's always been good at compiling innings. So I think he might be one of those guys that has a mid-3 ERA. He isn't quite the Felix of old, but still wins a lot of games.
Now, Heath, we're out here in the Bay Area, so we have the A's and the Giants. Lucky enough to have two teams in this market. And I'm wondering, are you as high on Jarrell Cotton as I am? Because I'm picking him to be the AL Rookie of the Year. I drafted him late in the fantasy round. In terms of the fantasy world, where do the experts have Jarrell Cotton?
Well, I can't pick him to win the Rookie of the Year because that was the one consensus pick amongst all the fantasy experts at CBS. We're all going with Andrew Benintendi of the Boston Red Sox. That doesn't mean I'm down on Cotton, though. He's one of my favorite deep sleepers because he's not being drafted in the first 16, 17, 18 rounds unless you're in a league full of A's fans. He's got a good opportunity there. Pitching in that ballpark, I can't imagine the defense will be as bad as it was last year. It was the worst in baseball. If that improves and he gets just a little bit of support from the defenders behind him, he could absolutely make a run at the top three in the Rookie of the Year.
Now, I got a soft spot for the Pittsburgh Pirates. What can you tell us about Josh Bell?
It's a little bit worrisome because he had that injury, got off to a late start in the spring, and then got off to a really slow start. I believe in the talent, excellent contact skills, has a profile that looks like he should develop into a power hitter. We haven't really seen any evidence of that yet. I don't really see any concerns about playing time for Bell, even if he struggles early on, though. There was some concern that David Freese might take at bats from first base, but Freese is going to play first full-time now at third base until we figure out if Jung-Ho Kang can get back in the country.
Now, if you have some listeners out there that are going to be drafting later tonight, who are some people that you think are overrated and some people that you think are underrated?
The two guys, or four guys even, I'll tell you, there's two pitchers and there's two hitters. The hitters, both shortstops, Jonathan Villar of the Brewers and Gene Segura. Segura traded to the Mariners after really a standout year in Arizona last year, but we already know who Gene Segura is, and he's not going to hit for that type of average again. There's no way he's going to hit for that type of power after the negative park shift he experienced after the trade. So I'm down on Segura and Villar. I'm down on Rick Porcello, the Cy Young winner, and Kyle Hendricks. I would expect both of them to kind of come back to earth from their great years last year. One really deep sleeper that I like a lot that isn't even getting drafted in a lot of leagues, Travis Shaw, played for the Boston Red Sox last year. He's in Milwaukee. Everybody knows that Coors Field is a great place for hitters. Milwaukee has actually been a better place for left-handed power hitters than Coors Field. Shaw has a high fly ball rate, good hard contact rate. I think he might hit 35 home runs there.
Now, Sonny Gray is a big question mark for the Oakland Athletics here in the Bay Area. Do you think he can regain his form and be a force in the league?
I think some of the problem was definitely Sonny Gray last year, but I mentioned earlier about the A's defense. That had a huge impact on Gray because you guys know he's not a guy that strikes out more than a batter per inning. He's never been an elite strikeout guy. He does an excellent job of limiting hard contact and putting the ball in play. And the problem last year with putting the ball in play was not a good play with that A's defense. I think the defense will be a little better. I think Gray will be a little better. I don't know that he gets back to the form he was 2 years ago, but he'll be very useful in fantasy.
Finally here, when it comes to the Giants, who offensively do you think is going to be better than what fantasy experts are predicting?
I'll go right up the middle with both the second baseman and the shortstop. Joe Panik, Brandon Crawford. Panik, excellent contact guy that just does not strike out, and had a terribly unlucky year in terms of BABIP. That's batting average on balls in play. His profile doesn't suggest he should be that type of hitter. I think it was just an unlucky blip, and I think Panik gets back close to hitting 300. And then Brandon Crawford should hit a few more home runs than he did last year, too.
Heath Cummings, senior fantasy sports writer for CBS Sports and analyst on Fantasy Baseball Today. Follow him on Twitter, at Heath Cummings SR. Heath, thank you for your time.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. Getting you ready for your fantasy baseball draft.